Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. All protocol observed. I wish to thank you for inviting AFCA to participate in this seminar. And it is my pleasure to take you through one of the sustainability initiatives that AFCA is doing. The project on building capacity in coffee certification and verification for specialty farmers in the Eastern African region, and will draw some lessons and experiences from Africa. Just a quick background, the project is funded by the EU and the CFC to a total budget of 4.5 million, and it is being supervised by the ICO, who are the supervisory body. The executing agency is the African Fine Coffees Association, represented here, and we are targeting a total of 6,030 beneficiaries with a life cycle of 5 years. Basically, it is being implemented in 9 implementing countries from the Horn of Africa in Ethiopia through Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, Burundi, Rwanda, Malawi, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. Those are the countries where this project is being implemented. The overall project objective is to improve the skills of farmers to meet certification and verification standards. And the target to that effect is, at this pilot stage, is 6,030 beneficiaries in the named 9 countries. Our project goal is, first of all, the project aims to increase the level of certified and verified coffees coming from Africa. The project therefore is preparing capacity for farmers to contribute towards the projected global demand of 25% certified coffees. Further, the project aims at lowering the cost of certification and verification by training local auditors, or what are known as certifiers or verifiers, in conjunction with the standard owners. That is to be achieved through the various capacity building activities as reflected in that slide. To that effect, the key project activities therefore entail training of master trainers. These are the higher level of the professionals in the project from the various countries. Second in the echelon is the training of trainer of trainers. These are the direct professionals in contact with the farmers in guiding them on the various aspects of certification compliance. Further, on the other hand, we have a training of certifiers and verifiers, and finally, training of farmers. If we follow the sequence that is being followed in this project, firstly, we are training the master trainers who are trained by a service provider. Then these translate the skills or the expertise to the trainer of trainers who are in-country professionals. And then the trainer of trainers in turn guide or train farmers on various certification and verification standards. So that's the sequence with regard to training of trainers. On the other hand, we have the training of certifiers or verifiers. These are trained by an accredited private service provider, which is a CB or a certification body, ISO 65 accredited, and they train these selected candidates in various standards or private standards, and at the end of the day we have certifiers and verifiers. Suffice to note that at the beginning of the project, we had a general buy-in by the owners of the standards to the effect that they can, these professionals can participate in the industry by guiding or by participating in the audit aspects of the business. So at the end of the day, we expect to have this, these professionals participating in the activities of the industry with respect to auditing, with a few full guarantee of the owners of the standards. So far, the status of the training activities is that we have trained master trainers. We completed training master trainers, and we exceeded slightly at this target pilot stage, and over 100%. So went over and above what was projected at the pilot stage. Secondly, we are almost complete with the trainer of trainers. We are 50% midway, the auditors, and now we are at the stage of training farmers, and by the end or early next year, we should be in position to report almost complete the target number. What lessons have been learnt from this implementation process? Firstly, we note that there is a gap between training, compliancy, and certification. In our implementation process, we note that training alone cannot should be accompanied by compliancy, so that at the end of the day, the farmers can gain the certification. So we note that gap. On the other hand, we note that therefore capacity building efforts to producers should be accompanied by addressing certification or certification compliance costs. In our project, we note that the aspect of certification compliancy was omitted. In Africa, a number of variables affect compliancy costs. I know this is a big debate insofar as what compliance costs. It varies, of course, from one standard to another, and also at what stage is the farmers. Further down, one of the other lessons we have learned is that the low literacy levels among producers pose a challenge to understand the multiplicity of standards being implemented. As you may appreciate, we have a number or a myriad of standards right now in the coffee industry. So with the literacy levels that of our farmers with whom we are working with, it was a challenge to appreciate the myriad standards that were being implemented. Therefore, on the other hand, we have appreciated that by preparing the farmers for a multiple certification approach, it will lead to a lower switching costs, so that in case farmers or producer groups wanted to shift from one certification standard to another, it will be easier for them to do so. In that slide, you note that we have a number of standards, just for example, and that different standards emphasize different aspects with regard to the social, economical, or indeed environmental. So by preparing our farmers for a multiple approach system, we believe that it will lower the switching costs when, as and when required. In a nutshell, through capacity building for certification and verification, the CFC ICO project provides an opportunity for farmers in the African region to be prepared for markets that require sustainable volumes and with regard to quality and environment. With that, Mr. Chairman, since I needed to give more time following your instructions, I would like to say thank you.